Well, as we come to the end of 2015, it's time for a special year-end edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Travis Holcomb is DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, the original DJ of the DJ Sessions, and he is back with us with some of his favorites of 2015. Travis, great to have you.
Great to be here, Jeremy.
And I know that some of these songs are actually songs that you have talked about before, but obviously they have made your list of some of the best songs of 2015. Let's listen here to some of the ones that you brought. This is from Major Lazer. This is Lean On featuring Mo and DJ Snake.
Do you recall not long ago?
You know, I didn't even realize, because I didn't know the name of this, that that's what that was. But I would put that on my list, too. That's a great song. And one of the most Shazammed songs of 2015.
Yeah, and actually Spotify called it the most streamed song of 2015
Wow.
as well, globally. So it was kind of an under-the-radar track in that a lot of people don't know Major Lazer, but they know that song. And one of the producers behind Major Lazer is a guy named Diplo, who's sort of been an underground producer for the past 15 years or so, but in the last 5 years he's been working with higher profile artists like Beyonce and Britney Spears, and I really feel like this was his year. Like, he had a big track with Justin Bieber, Where Are You Now? He had that Major Lazer track. It seems like every few years there's some producer that just sort of owns the year and runs the table, whether it was, you know, Timbaland or Pharrell a few years ago, and I feel like this year was Diplo's year.
Well, another one that you really like this year is Daffodils by Mark Ronson, and we know the very famous song that's gotten very big, Uptown Funk, with Mark Ronson, but this is featuring Kevin Parker. Let's listen. Travis, I have to say, after you brought this song to us last time, I went and downloaded it. I bought it.
Excellent.
I like to buy music, although, you know, sometimes now I'm on Spotify. I check it out that way, too. But I actually bought that one. It's a great song.
It is a great song. I mean, it's sort of the synthesis of all my favorite elements of music. It's got, like, a little disco thump, like a little funk swing and some psych rock fuzz to it. It's just one of my favorite songs of the decade as well.
Well, and we said it's featuring Kevin Parker. Kevin Parker is the frontman for the Australian psychedelic rock band Tame Impala. What do you make of this union between Ronson and Parker?
I mean, they're both such talented musicians. If Diplo was the MVP of 2015, Kevin Parker was the runner-up, because his album Currents with Tame Impala was one of my top three albums of the year. He had an incredible run as well in 2015.
Well, another song that you've got on your list is another one that you've had on a DJ session before. This is the Canadian singer-songwriter Alessia Cara. This is called Here.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my I just came to kick it, but really I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend, so you can go back. Please enjoy your party, I'll be here somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's hard, but I can hardly hear over this music. I don't
Alessia Cara has had a great year. She and Taylor Swift performed this song at one point during Swift's tour. Remind us about Alessia Cara.
So Alessia Cara was an artist that was discovered on YouTube, sort of the new frontier of music discovery, I guess. And she was signed by the Def Jam label, and she put out this track here, I would say probably like in April, maybe the beginning of May. And it just blew my mind. Obviously, I love the sample that she incorporated, which is an Isaac Hayes sample of the song Ike's Rap 2. Mm. And she's not the first one to use that sample, but she just absolutely killed it. Our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet. So pardon my manners. I hope you'll understand that I'll be here. Not there in the kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. I'll tell them I'll be here.
So some of the songs that you loved in 2015. Now, I want to look forward while we have you to next year. Maybe this is a little early to do that, but let's go ahead and do it anyway. To 2016, some of the artists that you're looking at that may be hot next year. This is called The Season Carry Me. It's by the California singer and rapper Anderson .Paak.
6 years old, I tried my first pair of Jordans on. Mama, can you carry me? It was late in the fall, I caught a glimpse of my first love. My God, Mama, can you carry me? Knees hit the floor, screams to the Lord. Why they had to take Mama? Mama, carry me to the early morning. Mama, can you carry me to the early morning? Yeah, Mama, can you carry me? Hey, gather round, hustlers, that's if you're still living, and get on down before the judge give the sentence. A few more rounds.
And who is Anderson .Paak?
So Anderson .Paak is an artist that's sort of been bubbling under the radar a little bit here in Southern California for the past 2 or 3 years. But I really feel like he had the beginnings of a really big thing happening in 2015. He appeared on a bunch of tracks on Dr. Dre's Compton album. And that sort of gave him a lot of exposure to a lot of people who had never heard of him before.
And what do you like so much about him?
Well, he's got his sing-songy delivery that's really catchy, but he's also got a really distinct voice that's got kind of a wisp of pain to it and a lot of soul. He also put out an EP on the venerable hip-hop label here in California called Stone's Throw under the name No Worries. That's also worth checking out.
All right, well, so there's one artist to look forward to in 2016. Here's another that you wanted us to hear from. This is Sam Means, who used to be in the Arizona indie pop band The Format. This is called How to Sing. Yeah.
Let me pretend what went wrong. Oh, so because of the song, I will carry on. What went wrong? What went wrong? What went wrong?
Sounds like something out of another era, Travis.
It sounds very Harry Nilsson-y to me. You mentioned he used to be in The Format. Now he's got his own thing. He lives here in Southern California doing sort of piano-driven indie pop, as we heard, with a little hints of 70s soft rock.
Have your tastes changed at all in 2015?
I'm sure they have, but they're not really perceptible to me.
Well, what do you think is going to be the big trend in 2016 in music? Are you noticing anything that's popping out?
I mean, I can't say for certain what's going to happen in 2016, but I would just say, like, in the past year, we've seen a lot of blurring of the lines between the underground and mainstream. And, you know, like, the two of the biggest artists of last year were The Weeknd and Major Lazer, and those were both artists sort of, like, very much under the radar out of the label system just 2 years ago, and now they're kind of the king of the hill. So I can kind of see that happening more and more, where people just make the jump from outside of the label system and come into their own on their own.
Well, Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, sharing his favorite songs of 2015 and some artists to look forward to in 2016. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
So what were your favorite songs of the year? Let us know at hereandnow.org, where you can listen back to all of our DJ sessions. You can also find us on Apple Music and on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now.